Katie was just a normal little kid who loved to play and loved to get special treats from Starbucks, but she suddenly developed a super aggressive cancer tumor that turned her life and her family's life upside down, and doctors gave Katie a 20% chance of survival. And she was transferred to PCH in their oncology department.
Now, Katie's mom decided that in the face of such a very grave prognosis for her daughter, she was going to spend what time she had left with her in the best way she could, thanks to the staff at PCH. Here's Katie's story.
Katie, what was so unusual about Katie was, different. It was like she knew this was coming, or it felt like she was prepared. She'd come home on a Friday from school and told her mom that she couldn't pee. Took her to another local hospital, and they were able to catheter and get her cleaned out, and said didn't know what was happening. 2 o'clock in the morning, Katie comes in the bedroom, says, "I got to go bad and I can't go." Had to run her back down to the hospital. Finally, they got her a visit to PCH that day. You know, doctor came out and he was white as a sheet and said they found a tumor. And that's when our world started getting changed and being turned upside down. When you cry. It was the rhabdomyosarcoma cancer, 20% chance of survival. Pushed us across the driveway into PCH. From then on, man, that was our new home.
Along with the doctor's help, she just carried on with life, and we made a lot of trips to Starbucks.
She got fluid in the lungs and got drained, and her doctor came out and told us that the cancer was taking over the lungs, that it was everywhere in there, and just that she maybe had 3 weeks. We get out of the hospital and we're on hospice. Her mom had a talk with her and said, "Katie, you know, there's this place called Ryan House." She said, "No, I don't want to go. You know, I don't want you to go there either, but in these last days, I don't want to be your nurse. I just want to be your mom." It's where she passed away at, in that room, and the best thing we ever did for her, because my wife was able to just be mom. The angels cry with you. We're really thankful for the people at PCH. We're indebted to that hospital. We'll do anything to help.